Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, we got a great show for you here this morning. Great to be in Great Falls, Montana. We are broadcasting live from Highwood Creek Outfitters. They got an indoor range. They got a gun shop. And we got coffee. What else do you need, right? Anyway, great time here. We pulled in around midnight, so here we are, ready to roll. That's all right. I got to sleep a little bit in the car. Actually had somebody driving this trip, so got to roll with retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem. He was riding with us in the car all the way up to Kalispell the day before yesterday after our Missoula event. But man, if you early risers or you people on the overnight shift didn't get a chance to hear retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem, who joined us later on in the morning, we got a few minutes of him both in Missoula. In the 8 o'clock hour, I think it was on Monday, and then a few minutes with him in the 9 o'clock hour on Tuesday out of Kalispell. And, man, I'll tell you what, I think what's going to happen with these border security rallies that we're doing all week long, that's why I'm on the road pretty much all week here, is I'm emceeing these border security rallies with retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem, and then also an immigration policy expert from Americans for Prosperity, Jordan Fischetti, and man, he is very interesting as well. I mean, I thought, man, we don't want to talk immigration policy. We want to talk border security. And then you hear this guy talk about immigration policy, and you're like, wow, man, very insightful. And it ties in with this chaos that, of course, we've been seeing vis-a-vis our southern border as well. But I think what's going to happen is I think this thing's going to build and build and build. We had a great turnout in Missoula. They said it was, you know, the turnout in Missoula was like what they've been seeing in places like Michigan and Iowa, some of these other key states that Chief Clem's been traveling to. And then in Kalispell in the Flathead last night, I think we had over 105, somewhere around, people that showed up last night. And then we're doing a border security rally in Great Falls tonight. And then Bozeman Thursday night, and then in Billings Friday afternoon. And so I think what's going to happen is, you know, people who were in Missoula were telling their friends in Kalispell, you got to go hear this Border Patrol chief. And then people in Kalispell are going to be telling their friends here in Gray Falls. And then I'm going to come see you in Butte for our friends listening to KXTL tomorrow morning. We'll have a live radio show from Butte. And then a fun lunchtime event at Metals on Thursday. And then we'll head to Bozeman that night for the border security rally in Bozeman Thursday night. But I think, yeah, it's just going to build. People in each town, they get a chance to hear Chief Clem. Of the two events we had this week, each event was different information. And so anyway, interesting stuff. I actually recorded a little bit of audio from the border security rally last night. So maybe later this morning, if we get some time, I'll share that with you. Of course, we've got open microphones here at Highwood Creek Outfitters. So looking forward to catching up with folks here later this morning. First up, I want to play some of my conversation. Last Friday, we were able to catch up with Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. And I know some of you early risers would have missed that. So I want to play a portion of that interview with Governor Greg Gianforte coming up here in the next segment right after this first news and weather break here on Montana Talks. And send us your messages on the app today while I'm on the road.
Securing America.
Joint Chiefs Chairman C.Q. Brown is in Botswana attending the African Chiefs of Defense Conference. The first time the meeting of more than 30 such representatives has been held on African soil. In an opening speech, Chairman Brown admitted that groups linked to Al-Qaeda and ISIS are growing in size and influence in Africa. General Michael Langley is the commanding officer of U.S. Africa Command.
We're assessing what we need to do to continue the counterterrorism fight.
General Langley says the issue is one that will be discussed during the conference.
To be able to produce indications and warnings or threats against U.S. interests or the U.S. homeland.
He adds that another goal will be increased cooperation with African allies.
Bolstering the capabilities of our African partners who have a shared interest and a shared threat that they'd like to counter themselves.
Kevin Retzke, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine across the area today, a late day shower storm is possible, especially in the Bozeman area. High temperatures from the mid-80s in Bozeman to 90 in Billings. For tonight, with some clouds and some scattered showers and storms possible around the region, lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. There were showers and storms Thursday, upper 70s in Bozeman, 90 for a high in Billings. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, now squirrel. I had about eight other things I was going to talk about, and then the governor's like, hey, I got to get in the Bradley fighting vehicle. I got to get in the Abrams tank. See, you're doing some annual training with the National Guard, fellas, huh?
Aaron, you got to keep your skills up.
That's right. I was going to say, if anybody's done their gunnery time, it's Governor Greg Gianforte. But you probably hadn't done this kind of gunnery before, man.
I hadn't. I mean, shooting the 50 cal Barrett at 1,000 yards, putting lead on the target, it was good. And I enjoyed it. And I'm just proud of the fact that as a state, we defend the Second Amendment. And just, if you want to, just a point of pride, I think, for most Montanans, we have more firearms and ammunition manufacturers in Montana per capita than any other state in the country. And we're recruiting more. All we have to do is look for firearms companies in blue states. We passed a law here that says it's illegal to discriminate against firearms companies in banking. You can't discriminate against that industry. So we just find these firearms and ammunition manufacturers in blue states, and we go knock on the door, and we just say, hey, you want to move back to America?
The liberty industry that we talked about even yesterday on the show. So you got to get in the Bradley fighting vehicle, and I've been to that shooting range there. Let's just say south of Helena.
I am so proud of the work that our Montana National Guard does, and they've been stepping in the gap for our state and our country. We've had Montana National Guard members on the southern border for most of this last year. I sent another crew down just in the last couple of months to help the Texas National Guard in Texas at the request of Governor Abbott. And it's such a tragedy that we've let over 10 million people into this country illegally when we could easily secure the border. I saw it there in Shelby Park when Governor Abbott asked the Texas National Guard to come in. Just overnight, they went from 3,000 illegal crossings in Shelby Park to 3 illegal crossings in one day. So don't tell me we can't secure the border. There is just no will to do it in the White House, and that's why we need a new president.
That's right. Speaking of the Guard, I thought I'd take callers' questions today since I got to catch up with you yesterday. I've got a bunch of messages coming in on our Montana Talks app. Jeff and Victor was saying how, I guess in Florida and Texas, you've probably seen this, they created kind of like a state guard that's separate from the National Guard, but kind of like a state volunteer force that can operate like the National Guard, but it's solely under state control. So, because it's interesting, because of course in Florida and Texas, I mean, they've been overrun. We're seeing a flood thanks to Joe Biden and John Tester, but not like what they're seeing down there yet, of course.
Well, I mean, I'm just proud of the structure we have in the National Guard. There was an attempt recently by the Biden administration to take away my authority over our Montana National Guard, and we pushed back hard on that. This is a resource that's available here for us in the case of natural disasters, flooding, fires. It's available to us if there are other crises, and that's under the state control now. So it's a resource we have. I know you serve, and we have so many proud, patriotic folks in the state that put their life on hold to serve Montanans, and not only the state, but the country.
Well, I know you heard our caller just before the break. He was saying, hey, what about a state strategic petroleum reserve? We'll get to that one in a second. But first, we've got a young lady named Abby. Abby Penwell in Billings on the phone lines. Hey, Abby, great to hear from you. Did you have a quick question or comment for the governor?
Yeah, I did. I'm a junior at Central, and I know that Governor, you've done a lot in education and for teachers during your first term. And I'm wondering what your plans are for education in your second term.
Hey, great question. Well, thank you, Abby.
Yeah, thank you, Abby. I think that our goal in education has to be to help every student reach their full potential. And I think that happens when there are choices, parental choice in education to make sure parents can pick what's best for their kids. I'm proud of some of the innovations we've done so far. I think one of the things I like the most was the workplace learning experiences that we've adopted. This allows local school boards to work with the private sector to allow high school students to spend 2 to 20 hours a week in a local business. And that gives them exposure to new careers. It gives them additional graduation credit, and it broadens their horizons. I think we need to do more in this area. This is why I've been encouraging schools to really embrace this workplace learning experience and encouraging local chambers of commerce to get involved with the local schools, because we have a workforce shortage in this state in every industry, whether it's education or construction or healthcare. And the employers that are figuring out this workforce pipeline are partnering more closely with education. We need to do more of that. I'm looking forward to doing it in the next term.
All right. Well, what's your thoughts on that caller who says, hey, you know, Biden's basically depleting our national strategic petroleum reserve. Trump wanted to refill it when oil prices were low and when gas prices were low under Trump's term, but Biden depleted it. So it's crazy, but of course, most of that oil out in the Bakken, that's under private land, private. But anyway, interesting concept.
Yeah, we've been trying to make it easier for energy development, and we've taken an all-of-the-above energy approach. And honestly, the Biden administration has just been at war with fossil fuels. We saw the...
All right, let's hold it right there. Let's hold it right there. Quick break. We'll get to your farm and ranch report and more. And then I'll play more of our conversation with Governor Greg Gianforte, because I don't know if it ever made our podcast last Friday. So some of you might be hearing this for the first time.
What more will happen in federal courts regarding gun law and other rules outside of actual law? There's still a lot of analysis ongoing over the recent ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court in the case of Zaki Rahimi. The court upheld the idea of federal level orders preventing people who are accused of but not yet convicted of domestic violence from possessing firearms. And the Garland v. Cargill ruling states the ATF banning of bump stocks was unconstitutional, leaving room for Congress to do it in the future. Senate Republicans blocked a bill to do just that. But the high court is also sending a different case back to a lower court to be re-ruled upon. In the Geddes v. ATF case, the D.C. Circuit Court ruled in favor of the ATF being allowed to ban bump stocks. Now, due to the Cargill decision, the Supreme Court is vacating it and wants the lower court to reassess. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine across the area today, a late-day shower storm is possible, especially in the Bozeman area. High temperatures from the mid-80s in Bozeman to 90 in Billings. For tonight, with some clouds and some scattered showers and storms possible around the region, lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. There were showers and storms Thursday, upper 70s in Bozeman, 90 for a high in Billings. This is Weatherology Meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, do you guys remember that gun store that got raided by the IRS and an ATF agent with the Biden administration intimidation? Well, that's where we're going to be with Wednesday's Montana Talks. That's right. Very excited to broadcast live from Highwood Creek Outfitters Wednesday, Great Falls, Montana. Come down and see us. I'll be set up as early as 6 o'clock in the morning if you want to come say hi. But then, of course, we'll take you statewide from Highwood Creek Outfitters 9 to 10 Wednesday.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordblond. Yesterday, USDA introduced a new rule under the Packers and Stockyards Act targeting how injury to competition should be interpreted in lawsuits brought by producers against packers and processors. The Fair and Competitive Livestock and Poultry Markets proposed rule would clarify the interpretation of unfair under the Packers and Stockyards Act and spell out in more detail conduct prohibited under the law. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack.
What does it mean to be unfair? Is this notion of competitive injury, does it require that the entire marketplace be impacted, or is it possible for participants eventually and ultimately to have the opportunity to prove a Packers and Stockyards case?
Specifically, the rule would clarify competitive injury or injury to competition.
There is an opportunity for unfairness to be couched in terms of individual harm, an individual producer who might be able to establish under the elements of the new rule that the harm was specific to their operation and constituted a violation of Packers and Stockyards. At the same time, we obviously will continue to work in terms of making sure that if there is injury to the entire marketplace, that that too represents a violation of the Packers and Stockyards Act. So in combination, what we've done is we've expanded transparency and made it easier for farmers to understand the deals that they're entering into and who they're contracting with. We made sure that they couldn't be discriminated against or retaliated against. We made sure that a tournament system would operate fairly and that there would not be any specific deductions that caught farmers by surprise. And today, we provide an enforcement tool that I think will provide for greater balance in the relationship between farmer and integrator.
The proposed rule has received support from the Organization for Competitive Markets and the National Farmers Union. However, the Meat Institute criticized the proposal, claiming it would regress meat production by decades and conflict with congressional intent. Read more about it at westernagnetwork.com.
Join the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA is the oldest and largest national cattle industry organization working to defend your interests in Washington, D.C. And there are big benefits to being a member. You get news you can use in the National Cattlemen, email updates in the NCBA Beef Bulletin, plus big discounts only for NCBA members. Join by calling 866-233-3872 or online at ncba.org.
Western Ranch Supply is celebrating our 70th anniversary. Hi, this is Shane at Western Ranch Supply, inviting you to take advantage of our anniversary sale, offering $5 bucket sale to participate in the savings. 20% off all regular price clothing and footwear, 20% off all regular price tack, 10% off mostly anything that fits in the bucket. Some exclusions apply. Food trucks on site. Come out June 14th and 15th and celebrate with us. Western Ranch Supply, Entryway Drive, Billings, off of South Frontage Road.
Returning back this morning, the House Natural Resource Committee Chair Bruce Westerman's Fix Our Forests Act is aiming to enhance forest thinning on federal lands to prevent wildfires. The bill proposes the creation of fire sheds for prioritized thinning and prescribed burns supported by conservation and timber groups. The bill, co-authored by Representative Scott Peters, is seeking to mitigate bureaucratic delays and litigation, but has been criticized for potentially reducing public input and scientific consultation. The bill does admit a contentious provision requiring wildfire suppression within 24 hours in certain areas, which faced opposition from USDA's Forest Service. The legislation also includes measures to streamline environmental reviews and establish wildfire risk reduction programs across the board. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Northblond.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks, broadcasting live from Highwood Creek Outfitters, the indoor shooting range and gun shop here in Great Falls. Great location, too, man. I'm excited to talking with Tom Van Hoos here a little bit later this morning. Maybe we'll catch up with him in the 7 o'clock hour to tell you about some of the latest cool guns and gear that he's got on display here. I like the fact that he's got the silencers that you can use, suppressors, silencers, whatever you want to call them. I know some guys, no, they're suppressors. Other guys, no, they're silencers. Hey, either way, cool toys and good safety features as well. So especially if you, you know, you want to take your kids and introduce them to guns, but not have to worry about the loud noises, you know, protect your ears, things like that. So it's cool how you can rent the guns and then use them on the range right here with the silencers on them. So very cool. So we'll chat with him here later this morning a couple of times, hopefully. But in the meantime, I want to play a few more minutes of our conversation with Governor Greg Gianforte, because we got some great phone calls. We had some great messages on our app. So anyway, back to our conversation here with Montana Governor Greg Gianforte here from just a few days ago.
Right. Well, what's your thoughts on that caller who says, hey, you know, Biden's basically depleting our National Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Trump wanted to refill it when oil prices were low and when gas prices were low under Trump's term. But Biden depleted it. And so it's crazy. But of course, most of that oil out in the Bakken, that's under private land, private. But anyway, interesting concept.
Yeah, we've been trying to make it easier for energy development. And we've taken an all of the above energy approach. And honestly, the Biden administration has just been at war with fossil fuels. We saw the recent EPA regulations that are an attempt to shut down Colstrip. If we did that, it would destabilize our grid. It would significantly increase costs for Montanans. And it's just it's a bad idea. This is really a tax on every small business. We implemented at the state an online auction for oil and gas leases on state land to make it easier for people to get these permits. And yet the federal government has shut down leasing on federal land. So just a stark contrast. Energy independence is really national security. I'd much rather be producing oil and gas for our friends around the world than being forced to buy it from our enemies. And that's the stark reality we have with the Biden administration's policies related to energy.
Well, just like I think you were the first governor in the nation to leverage our state investment funds to push back against these woke ESG policies, and some of those woke ESG policies are the very things they've used at the national level to try to discourage private sector investment in places like the Bakken. So it was important to the gun industry when you made that announcement of the SHOT Show, and it's of course important to all the rest of this as well. Let's sneak in a quick phone call here. Robert in Sheridan, Montana, do you have a quick question or comment?
Yes, I'd like to ask the governor about these organizations that bring in these illegal aliens. Why couldn't we get some legislation that makes them responsible if the illegal aliens commit crimes against Montana citizens, that the citizens can go after them for the damages that are, occurred?
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, of course, one of those nonprofit organizations called Valley Neighbors, they openly admitted on their website that they will assist migrants of all document, all statuses. So they basically admitted that they will assist illegal aliens. Your thoughts, Governor?
Well, it's a grave concern because we're seeing under the Biden administration, we've seen over 10 million people come into this country illegally. I've been down to the southern border four times since I started serving the people of Montana, and it's just gone from bad to worse. Just to put that in perspective, that's over 10 people for every citizen of the state of Montana have crossed illegally, more than the population of Montana, just 10 times over. So we need to look at every tool. But the ultimate solution is we've got to secure the border. That's job one. That's if the federal government doesn't have anything else, their number one responsibility is national security. I have a very simple solution to solve the whole problem. We need a new president because the policies of this current president have gotten us into this mess. He needs to go, and we need to elect Donald Trump.
And then, of course, Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, who knows how to fight and can be there with him in the fight in the United States Senate. You even shared shared the fact that it's in the past few years 10 times the population size of Montana. But I saw what you shared via Twitter, X, a couple of days ago. Nearly 1.4 million migrants just in the first 5 months of this year alone. So just in the first 5 months of this year, they've already allowed more illegals into this country than the entire population of Montana.
Let me be clear. I'm in favor of immigration, but it should be legal immigration. We want, this is a country, a melting pot of people who want to become part of this American experiment in individual sovereignty and freedom. And they're welcome, but come legally.
Jim in Great Falls was next up. Jim, did you have a quick question or comment?
in the old days when you had a draft, men would run across the Canadian border to miss out on it. This way, now having women in it, actually the positive would be if they had a draft now for men, there definitely would be less transgender, because how many men would claim to be a woman to miss out on the draft? So having this, it gives true feminine women a great opportunity to stand up and show how many more of them there are than these transgenders. And it's like all the illegals coming across. It's like a pasture of cattle with no brines or ear tags. The only way to do it is to funnel them in across the border, make them go through basic training and learn English, and then they can decide whether or not they get the vet or stay here or not. And the whole deal with the jump to the one world order, they have to bring our standard of living down to the rest of the world, or you can't have one money or one world.
Yeah, that's good point. Well, that's what Washington's trying to force right now. They're trying to, you know, like that's what you got the Biden administration helping the American Prairie Reserve, ruling against the ranchers, and I think it's all by design. Governor, I don't know if you heard it earlier, but Senate Democrats are trying to force women and girls into the draft potentially as they got us in the brink of World War III here. Did you ever watch MASH back in the day? I guess that guy would have been out of luck now. They'd be like, sorry, buddy, you're still in. But anyway, your thoughts. I know it's a national issue, but.
Well, I'm glad that we have a volunteer force. I think that really helps morale. People are there because they want to serve. And hats off. It's an incredible sacrifice to put on the uniform of this country. And I'm proud of the fact that we have the highest, one of the highest veterans populations in the entire country here in Montana. I'll always honor them for the service and the sacrifice, both of them and their families, for the service that they put forward.
Let's hold her right there. By the way, speaking of Jim in Great Falls, we just put, that was the phone call on Friday to the governor from Jim in Great Falls. Speaking of Jim in Great Falls, here he is live with us here in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll get him mic'd up right after this.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Have you received a special offer for cash for signing up for an investment or bank account? Currently, there's some welcoming bonuses ranging from $200 to $5,000. But before you take the plunge, you need to make sure the bonus you're considering is worth the effort. The keys to the value of a sign-up bonus is the length of time you have to hold the account, charges for early withdrawal, and your risk tolerance. Oftentimes, you might be able to make more with something like a high-interest savings account. When opening an account with a new bank, review the ongoing fees or requirements to maintain the account. Another thing to consider is the cost worth it to switch everything over from your current bank. If you're paying fees at your bank, you might consider seeing what other options are out there. But keep in mind that the requirements to earn the bonus should also be achievable without you having to make excessive deposits or maintain an unreasonably high minimum balance. Bottom line, the new account should be a good fit for your long-term needs. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Yeah, this is going to be crazy, man. We are going to be all across the state. We're going to start the week in Missoula on Monday. We're going to be in Kalispell Tuesday, Great Falls Wednesday. Start the morning in Butte on Thursday. Then we'll be in Bozeman Thursday night. Back in studio in Billings on Friday with Border Patrol rallies all across the state. Some other events that I'll be attending. Yeah, it's going to be a crazy week. Hey, if you're in any of those towns that I just mentioned, I've got the full itinerary for you. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, what a great surprise here. Great to have Jim in Great Falls with us. You just heard his phone call with the governor on Friday, and now here he is joining us here in the early morning hours of Montana Talks. I told folks, I said, hey, I'll be set up at Highwood Creek Outfitters as early as 6 o'clock in the morning. So, Jim, I figured if anybody's an early riser, it's got to be you. So good to see you.
Good to see you, Aaron.
Yeah. I got to say, you're one of my favorite callers because you just tell it like it is. And you speak for old school Montana. One of my favorite phone calls, I don't know if you saw, I did a story about it on our Montana Talks website, was the big debate, dinner versus supper. And I can't remember what set you off that day. I forget what it was, but it was such a great epic rant that I had to put it on our Montana Talks website. And I think we promoted it for a little while as well.
Well, it's just so many people really love Montana when they come and visit here and they want to move here. But the problem is they come and try to change our terminology and our ways of life. And it just kind of, I'm trying to keep a hold of some of the ways I grew up. And we grew up eating breakfast, dinner, and supper. And if you weren't at the dinner table with your family, you packed a lunch. When you went to school, you ate at the lunch room. And at night, you don't go out to the dinner club, you go out to the supper club.
That's right. Yeah, my mom actually worked at the Sam's Supper Club in Glasgow back in the day before the Cottonwood Inn. And man, it was, speaking of supper clubs, Great Falls has just a great supper club. Is it Borey's? Am I thinking of it right?
Not sure about that one.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Jakers. I like to go to Jakers.
Yeah. They still got it. I guess the Jakers in Missoula closed down, but they still got a Jakers in Great Falls. I had lunch there a couple weeks ago, I think it was.
Well, hopefully they can keep going, because now that Hooters is closing down, we're losing all of our restaurants to go eat at. You can't afford to eat at McDonald's, so...
There's a Hooters in Great Falls?
No. Just the point is that all these restaurants are closing, and we're losing these places to go eat.
Yeah.
You know, even if you can afford to go there anymore.
Staffing issues, inflation's hitting a lot of them. Yeah. If they weren't killed by the absurd COVID-19 lockdowns and mandates, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're finding out that $20 an hour raise they gave McDonald's has turned everything into computerized robots. They don't need you anymore. And the more people complain and want more money for their jobs, pretty soon they don't have a job. They'll just let the robot do it.
Yeah. Well, and so now where'd you grow up? I know you're
Stanford.
In Stanford. Okay.
Right out of Windham.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we got listeners in that neck of the woods, even through our Billings radio station. It's kind of fun whenever I drive back and forth between Billings and Great Falls. It's like I can turn on, you know, KBUL in Billings. Heck, you could be on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation picking up KBUL. And then all the way through Billings, and then you get pretty much right past Stanford, and then just as you start to get into the hills and into the mountains there, then all of a sudden you can pick up 102.7 FM KINX out of Great Falls, some of the other Great Falls signals. So it's nice. You can, you know, for the whole drive, you can be listening to Montana content the whole way.
Yeah, and I can't remember the abbreviation for the one in Lewistown, but like right now I'll go down around Hobson, Judas Gap. I run a haystacker for a guy named Keith Broughton. He's kind of the hay capital of the country down there. And so you get 102 through here, and it kind of peters out, like you said, and then you dial into Lewistown and
that's
through
right.
the dips, and it kind of jumps in and out.
Yeah, you got KXLO, and then KQPZ is the rock station that we're on there, but both great radio stations. Fred Lark, the longtime owner of those stations, he's just a great old Montana guy. He's known. He'll always say, "Heidi-ho." And then he's a pilot, so "Heidi-ho, and away we go." And keep up your airspeed is what Fred Lark will always tell you. So.
Yeah, and what was that old gal's name? She was in the radio there in Lewistown for years.
Oh, man.
Hall? Was her last name Hall?
Oh, well, she's not an old gal, but are you thinking of Phyllis Hall?
Phyllis.
Yeah, Phyllis is. She's not an old gal. She's a young gal still.
She's been on the radio. My apologies,
yeah,
Phyllis.
Yeah.
I digress.
Phyllis is great.
Yeah.
She's kind of like you, Jim, in Great Falls. She's tell it like it is. She had a great rant. So I dropped in. I think I was in Lewistown for the Cowboy Poetry Gathering a couple years ago. Actually, I remember exactly when I was in Lewistown more recently for the Cowboy Poetry Gathering, because it was August. Dan Bongino was on the airwaves. And of course, I think Dan Bongino is going to be in Montana next week on vacation. But Dan Bongino was on the airwaves because I pulled my camper in, camped at the fairgrounds there in Lewistown. Had a great, you know, brought my, you know, one of my kids with me, and I brought my, you know, our middle son. And so we had a, you know, great trip. You know, it's fun when I can bring the kids along with me. Camped out at the fairgrounds and then did the show from the Cowboy Poetry Gathering. But the reason I remember that trip in particular is because we actually landed a camp spot inside Yellowstone National Park. I mean, it was 8 o'clock in the morning one day, and I'm sitting there trying to talk on the radio in one hand, and then in the other hand, I'm like, refresh, trying to book a campsite, because that's how crazy it is just to get a campsite, you know, in the park. And so we were headed to Yellowstone, and that's when Dan Bongino's on the airwaves saying, "Guys, I'm telling you, it is going down. This is a massive news story in Afghanistan right now." And basically Bongino was saying what NBC and these other guys were refusing to admit, that Kabul was about to fall, and he was on the leading edge of this disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. And so I remember that was the day I'm listening to Bongino. I'm just like, couldn't believe what I was hearing, right? But anyway, I dropped into KXLO and KQPZ and see Phyllis and the crew. And she says, "Aaron, you just said yesterday that we got all these people breaking into this country to get all this free stuff. It's not free. Somebody's paying for it. We're paying for it. I was like, you know, that's a very good point.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when Obama got in with his health care, I lost all my health care. I'd had numerous surgeries. So to try and get insurance again, it was just unbelievable. In the neighborhood of like $1,500 a month and extreme deductible. And it's just ridiculous. I was in the National Guard for 4 years, and I don't qualify for any insurance. I have to literally go to Mexico, leave all my documents there, sneak across the border. No hable, cabrón. Got a little hitch in my giddy up. Will you fix me? Oh, can I have a new free flip phone, too?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it's not free.
Yeah, exactly. But it was a great point. And, of course, when I was saying, you know, and I think the line that I was using at the time, because obviously – you know, this illegal immigrant invasion didn't just start yesterday. It didn't just start...
Undocumented.
Yeah, undocumented migrants. Yeah, right, yeah. It didn't just start yesterday. It didn't just start, you know, in January. And since January, we've had 1.8 million gotaways alone, right? Or since the start of the Biden term. But anyway, it didn't just start. It's been going on for years of the Biden tester regime. And so I said, here's the thing. Are people coming here because they want to be in the land of the free or because they want to come to the land of free stuff? And Phyllis was right. It's not free because you're paying for it. I'm paying for it. Our friends on the Crow Reservation are paying for it. We're all paying for it. And now we're paying for it with higher grocery prices, higher gas prices. We're just paying for it across the board. And we're probably paying for it one, two, three times over because we're paying for – this was the point this Border Patrol chief made. We're paying for the migrants on the border – to give them full medical that the gym ain't getting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or full medical, food, showers, laundry facilities. He had one little soft-sided structure alone that he had to pay. Taxpayer money was paying nearly $500,000 every single day for one of these migrant services shelters. And then when they get to New York City, they're getting more taxpayer dollars. And then when they get wherever they're going after that, they get more taxpayer dollars. We're paying for this three times over. And then inflation, grocery prices, everything.
No, I would love to hear Paul Harvey's take on this. And, of course, Rush Limbaugh, but old Paul Harvey always had, and today we execute Joe over here, which we spent $98 million over 20 years, and he got a sex change and free health care, and now we decided to kill him.
You know, what would Paul Harvey say? So there's a headline, there's a Montana headline, Judge strikes down Montana law defining sex as only male or female for procedural reasons. Here you got some liberal judge out of Missoula who shoots down a Montana law that Governor Gianforte just signed into law in a recent legislative session defining sex as male and female because, see, they want to define gender 600 different ways. But what would Paul Harvey say about this? Would he give us the rest of the story, or would he just throw his headset down and say, okay, I'm done, America. You know, see you later, America. I don't.
His 1965 thing on, if I was the devil, what would I do? Mm-hmm. And to see what society is now, I mean, that was a prophecy nailed right on the head because exactly what he said is happening. And it's sad. I mean, people are trying to, for lack of a better term, reinvent the wheel because there's nothing out there. They don't know where to go or what to do for jobs to create or build anything. So they just go with the first wheel that rolls by and they do what they do. They don't know if it's right or wrong or what, but they're just going to fit in.
Following the crowd. Yeah. How many of these young kids that are protesting in support of this radical transgender stuff or tomorrow the flavor of the day is the pro Hamas rally at one of the universities. Like how many, it's just like, they just want to be special. They just want to figure. They want to be special because it's not enough to just be a normal kid in America anymore. Yeah. Everybody's got to be special.
Well, because their parents aren't home to give them any attaboys. They're starving for parents there because they both got to work and they're getting raised by a nanny or the TV. And so, and then you take them 2 years out of being educated because of COVID. It's no wonder they're, you know, going downhill.
Yeah. Well, Jim, if you want to stick around, let's keep the conversation going. Yeah, especially here in the early morning hours. This is fun. Quick break here on Montana Talks. We're broadcasting live here in the early morning hours. Billings, Bozeman, Butte, Livingston, and then our friends from Great Falls and Kalispell join us over the air in the 8 o'clock hour. But as you can see, we've already got Great Falls friends in the house right now.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Poor James Carville is out of his mind, you know, freaking out that Donald Trump is winning in these polls. He's freaking out that Joe Biden is a cognitive mess. He's freaking out that he's losing African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and young people. Now he's very clearly in a cold sweat over Joe's prospects for victory in November. He posted a video yesterday warning that if Donald Trump secures re-election and replaces Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the United States will move into a theocracy.
I can assure you, if Trump wins and he names a replacement for Sotomayor, it's getting set back. There's no more constitution, there's no more religious freedom. We're now going to officially move into a theocracy.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, this is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? I didn't think so. I know I sure don't. This is Linda, and when I worry about the national debt, I turn to safe haven assets like gold and silver. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, free gold, and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver before it's too late. That's what I did. Call 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Promises are one thing, policies and performance are another. Saying that you will cut carbon emissions by one half by year 2030, less than 7 years away, is easy. But making good on those commitments is quite another. When you bring in the fact that in order for reductions to impact climate, they must be carried out globally, it adds up to a massive overhaul in energy production that will require enormous investment. A recent study by consulting firm S&P Global looked at how a global transition to carbon-free energy might impact the demand for copper. An important concession to reality in the S&P study is the recognition that other factors, most notably the industrialization of less developed countries, will increase the global appetite for the metal as well. The upshot is that copper producers will need to refine twice as much copper by 2035 than has ever been produced, both through mining and recycling. How exactly are we going to do that? I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Yeah, this is going to be crazy, man. We are going to be all across the state. We're going to start the week in Missoula on Monday. We're going to be in Kalispell Tuesday, Great Falls Wednesday. Start the morning in Butte on Thursday. Then we'll be in Bozeman Thursday night. Back in studio in Billings on Friday with Border Patrol rallies all across the state. Some other events that I'll be attending. Yeah, it's going to be a crazy week. Hey, if you're in...
It's helped with Dynovite.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, ring the alarm, ring the alarm. Jim in Great Falls here just asked me, hey, did you see AOC's buddy Bowman just lost in New York City? Yeah, Jim, wasn't he the guy that pulled the fire alarm?
Yep.
Isn't that an insurrection, you know?
He disrupted. No, it's an erection.
Yeah.
Schumer says it's an erection.
Yeah, Schumer says it's, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Then he lied about it, yep, and then they come up with the video and showed that it was him, and he still tried to deny it, but he's a radical, I'm a rapper, and up there on stage just yelling and screaming and profanity right there with AOC, and she's jumping around like a rap star, and it was just ridiculous, so it's good to see that people come awake and have eliminated some of this.
Yeah. What's crazy is this, so this Jamal Bowman, yeah, he's the guy who pulled the fire alarm. I forget which vote he was even trying to yeah. block. What was the vote? But anyway, yeah, he pulls the fire alarm and basically, you know, completely brings, you know, democracy. It brings the House floor proceedings to a complete halt, which we're told that's an insurrection because you are blocking democracy, even though we're a republic, not a democracy. And never gets held accountable for it. He lies about it. But the video comes out, shows the guy blatantly pulled the alarm to try to stop the vote from taking place. But what eventually gets him is, you know, he was the pro-Hamas, pro-these radical Islamists in the Gaza Strip. And so thankfully, the the heavily Jewish voter district in New York City, you know, yanked him and pulled him out. But it's like, wow, all these other crazy policies of this guy, the other crazy antics of this guy didn't get him. But it was his support of the pro-Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip that finally got him.
Yeah, when they interviewed a bunch of the people in that area, they said, you know, we just kind of have a hard time with his vocabulary, period, because you're trying to come out here and talk with elderly people, family people, kids are here, and he's using the F-bomb left and right and jumping around like a rapper up there, and no disregard to the rappers, but, I mean, my goodness, when are you going to realize that people don't want to hear all that? They want to hear just, you know, a clean vocabulary of language, hear the policies, and not all this political garbage on left and right, and let's get together.
Yeah, that's right. Man, I can see we get some app messages rolling in here on our Montana Talks app, so I'll have to try to get to some of those. Jim, anything you want to tell folks across Montana before we wrap up this hour of the show?
If beef's what's for dinner, lamb's what's for supper. So
you like my sticker here,
yeah.
Too, I see.
Beef and lamb.
Eat beef and lamb. That's right, because we got great cattle ranchers out there and some great wool growers and as well. In fact, where was that? I was in Missoula at Double K Meats, I think is a great burger joint in Missoula. And it was a ranch in the Bitterroot Valley that provides their beef for their own little burger joint in Missoula. And they even had a lamb burger there, too. And I was like, man, that sounds really good. So I got to go back and try the lamb burger next time I'm in Missoula.
I'm taking two of them down to Belt at L&M Locker tomorrow to butcher for me. I don't even hardly eat beef anymore. I've got a herd of sheep out there, and it's just that they're hair sheep, so they're not a wool sheep. It's a real more lean meat. It's really, really not as greasy and lamblin' tasting. And it's just excellent. I guess I should have brought you some in. I wouldn't think about it. But
well, hey, we're here all morning. No, yeah. And then we'll be at the Roadhouse Diner. If you can break away for lunch, bring your friends to the Roadhouse Diner. We're going to be giving out gift cards paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. We're going to have $24 gift cards to the Roadhouse Diner. And apparently they've got some incredible burgers. So burgers are going to be what's for, do we call it dinner?
Well, beef's for dinner. We got to have lamb for supper.
Okay, well, but if we're having, if it's noon.
You're on the road.
So I guess place. If we're at a fancy place, it can be dinner, right?
Or if you're going to the diner.
Yeah, that's right. Is it dinner or supper? It's noon. We're having a killer beef burger at the Roadhouse Diner. What do you call it, dinner or something?
Well, I figure if you're going to be with your family, it's always lunch.
Okay.
If you're at home at noon, at dinner time with your family, that's dinner.
Yeah.
If you're out eating out anywhere, it's lunch. Because you're not at home with your family.
Until supper time.
Until supper time. And don't put your spandex on.
All right, Jim, great to see you. Thanks for dropping in. He's got some hay to cut.
Democracy 24.
With recent stops in Michigan and Wisconsin, former President Trump is trying to bust through Democrats' so-called blue wall in swing states that President Biden won in 2020. Former President Trump at a rally in Wisconsin took aim at his opponent and tied the Biden administration's spending to higher prices.
I will end the Biden inflation nightmare, and we will end it quickly.
For its part, the Biden campaign is highlighting how much money the administration has sent to Wisconsin through signature laws that the president has signed. The Badger State has gotten almost $7 billion from the bipartisan infrastructure law alone. President Biden has visited Wisconsin several times to take credit, most recently in May.
My Investing in America agenda is fueling historic boom in rebuilding our roads and bridges, developing and deploying clean energy, revitalizing American manufacturing, and so much more.
Grady Trimble, Fox Business.